What's up, guys? So Elon Musk is now claiming he is going to make video games great again. And I am literally giddy with excitement. I can't even control myself how excited I am. Because as we know, and as I talk about all the time, the video game industry is full of soy boys. It's full of broken, degenerate women. It's full of gay men. It's full of troons. And there are so few based game developers. And guys, if Elon Musk came out and actually started making some based games, I think it would turn the complete video game industry around, and it would be incredible. And of course, the leftists and the cucks are seething at this information. They are absolutely seething now that Elon Musk has declared his interest to start a video game company. So this was the official tweet right here from Musk. He said, "Too many game studios that are owned by massive corporations. XAI is going to start an AI game studio to make games great again." What might be the first game that Elon Musk's XAI studio would make? Because we know what kind of games he's into. He's really into Elden Ring. He's really into Skyrim. He's really into Cyberpunk. And so based on Elon's interest, what might the first game they release be? This is XAI. This is his video game company that he's starting here. Check out this guy, Andy Chalk, in his one-bedroom apartment, just seething, just absolutely seething over the news that Elon is going to create a game studio. Elon Musk says, "Too many game studios are owned by giant corporations, so his giant corporation is going to make is going to start a studio to make games great again." He then goes on and says, ex-owner Elon Musk has taken a brief break from posting racism, transphobia. What is transphobia exactly? Is transphobia when you point out that biology is true and science is true and that there are two genders? Is it transphobia when we remind you of biological realities? Is that transphobic? So he said, ex-owner Elon Musk has taken a brief break from posting racism, transphobia, and conspiracy theory nonsense to say that gaming has become too woke because the industry is dominated by massive corporations. And so he is going to use his own massive corporations to start a new game studio powered by AI to make games great again. Musk's latest outburst came in response to Dogecoin creator Billy Marcus, who said he doesn't understand how game developers and journalists have become so ideologically captured, particularly given that gamers, real gamers, one must assume, have always rejected dumb, manipulative BS and can tell when someone is an outside poser. And of course, PC Gamer feels attacked because he's talking about you, homie. So I am incredibly excited about this news. Dude, honestly, Elon could make anything and it's probably going to be pretty good. So what I want to do next is I want to look at the dudes, some of the guy's interests. I kind of wrote down, I just scratched down some of his interests and some trailers that I think might line up to what Elon Musk could be creating here. So, but just look at this game, y'all. I believe this is the intro. Is this Whiterun? Maybe this is Whiterun, one of the first towns that you go to. Just look at these incredible graphics on Skyrim. And so perhaps this is something that we could see from Elon Musk studio. And I'm not the first person to say this, but why can't we get the incredible combat and the incredible art from a Black Myth Wukong or an Elden Ring? Take the incredible art and combat from those games, but then take the depth of a Skyrim. Take the depth of dialogue and conversations and owning a house and all the RPG mechanics and all the different factions you can have. It's such a shame to me that we can't have a blending of what we got in Skyrim and a blending of what we got in Elden Ring and combine them together somehow. I think the thing that makes Skyrim look the most dated these days is just still its combat. Like the combat here is definitely not on the level of like an Elden Ring. This is the Skyrim Invicta mod. It would be incredible to see Musk and his XAI studio make something like this. I mean, just look at the incredible graphics in this modded Skyrim game. Dude, look at the graphics on this. I've seen this clip before, and I don't know how they're doing this. It's probably not rendered in engine, definitely not rendered in engine, but are they using like a bunch of supercomputers to create AI that looks like this? I mean, it's almost like a photorealistic GTA 5. I know there's mods that you can do with GTA 5 and mod it to make it look photorealistic. and check out, this is Michael's house in GTA 5. Like, bro, why don't games look like this, dude? Why are we still? And this is obviously AI, so you see people's arms getting cut off and stuff. But possibly with the help of studios like Elon Musk, we could be headed to a future where every game looks this good. And you know, guys, it's 2024. Within our lifetime, we should have video games that look this incredible and this realistic. There's no reason that we can't. This is Neo Berlin, and it's a game that's coming out from Elysium Game Studio, which is a studio in Germany. Already, you've got a gorgeous female lead. I noticed this guy was voiced by, I think his name is Elias Tufex. He's the guy who did the voice for Mankind Divided and a bunch of other games. Bro, I need another Cyberpunk game. I definitely want another Cyberpunk game. So yeah, not sure really anything about the story here. Just some very cool looking art, very cool looking concepts for this game. Who knows what the combat will be. But if we took the RPG mechanics of a Cyberpunk, you know, maybe you take the shooting mechanics from Max Payne 3 and like the slowing down. I do love a lot of aspects about Cyberpunk 2077, but there's definitely a lot that could be improved. Or perhaps Musk's studio is going to work on a Dune game. Now, I know a couple months ago, they came out with this trailer for Dune Awakening. To be honest, the graphics in this looked a little bit like AA. It didn't quite look like a AAA game. This trailer right here is kind of closer to what I personally would like to see. Like if Elon's studio made a game similar to Dune or in the Dune universe, and we had like a freaking sick single player campaign. Whoever art directed this short for Huxley for this world, like watching the latest Dune movies that came out this past summer, it's a world that you really want to live in, and you really want to, I would love to be an adventurer in the Dune world and, you know, ride the snakes and all that stuff. Sorry, they're not called snakes, they're called sandworms. The Dune nerds are going to get mad at me about that one. Squadron 42. Now, y'all, you wouldn't believe how old this is. But if you were into Mass Effect, that guy Casey Hudson or whatever his name is, the guy that worked on Mass Effect at BioWare, I saw that he was working on this game Exodus, and this week it was announced that the game is shut down and it got its funding cut off. Maybe the dude comes over to Elon Musk's studio. I mean, unless he's like a total leftist loony liberal. Then he definitely can't. But you know, if he's based, definitely do something for Elon Musk. Just something like imagine something at this level with graphics like this, that's based, takes us back to hot women, great stories, choice and consequence, very rich, detailed RPG, but you've also got space travel, but it's also edgy, but it's also funny. There's just a lot that could be done here. And I looked up Squadron 42 here, and of course, it's still like another 6 years before this thing's going to come out, but I'm looking forward to it coming out. And so, guys, yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say about Elon Musk for now, but I am incredibly stoked about this dude's, whatever Elon makes, I'm sure it's going to be based, I'm sure it's going to be good. What I think he needs to do is he either needs to find some older developers, like in their 50s, you know, guys who like made Diablo 2, the guys who made Diablo 3, and bring them in, or he needs to just, the smarter thing would probably be to find some Zoomers, find some 25-year-old, 28-year-old guys who are coming up in the industry, who have some new hot ideas for games that they want to make, and bring those guys into the studio. Elon has dominated the car industry with Tesla. Could he dominate video games? It's very likely. The dude is just involved in so much right now, and I think he's going to bring a ton of efficiency to whatever he does with the U.S. government. And you know, I'm obviously a believer in Elon Musk, so I'm really excited about what he's going to do. Basically, anything that's not that doesn't fit the sort of the brand of my main gaming channel here, I'm going to put here at the Andy Pants backup. And so yeah, you can look for it there. But guys, I'm going to get out of here. I'm very excited about Musk, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.